U.S. Congressman Donald Payne, a Democrat from New Jersey, and Alabama Republican Robert Aderholt hosted a discussion on Darfur with a group of humanitarian workers who've been active in Sudan's war-torn region. They all said they hope the joint AU-UN peacekeeping force will be able to end 4 years of the rape and slaughter of civilians in Darfur. John Prendergast represents the new Enough campaign to prevent mass atrocities.
Well, if they deploy in the sufficient numbers, which is, 26,000, you got to go the outer edge of the numbers, and they've got to be sufficiently provisioned with attack helicopters, with armored personnel carriers, and with the kind of firepower on the ground that they're going to need to act as a deterrent.
Prendergast called on the Bush administration and European governments to provide sufficient funds to equip the forces and praised the U.S. Congress for its leadership on the Darfur situation. The U.N. Security Council has approved a 26,000-strong force. If it is fully deployed, it would be the world's largest peacekeeping operation to date. The force would absorb the under-equipped and under-financed African Union forces of 7,000 currently deployed in Darfur. A rebel attack Saturday killed 10 African Union peacekeepers and wounded 10 others. Ethiopia has said it will offer as many as 5,000 soldiers to the joint force. Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Nigeria, and Egypt have also pledged to contribute troops. Among other countries who have said they will contribute troops or logistical support are France, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Indonesia. Rwanda, South Africa, and Zambia are among those currently participating in the AU force. Scott Stegen is a senior policy advisor for the humanitarian organization Oxfam. He praised the strong UN mandate for the force, but said its effectiveness will depend on its commanders.
The question now is whether the commanders on the ground interpret the mandate in a way that they will provide this protection. Will they be doing the patrols around the camps and helping women go get firewood, or will they just stay in their bases as we've seen in the past?
Stegen said the peacekeepers should focus on military operations and protecting civilians and leave humanitarian projects, such as building roads, to humanitarian groups. He said when peacekeeping troops participate in reconstruction projects, it blurs the lines between aid workers and international forces for some combatants, making relief workers more vulnerable to attacks. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.